You're listening to the Atlanta Real Estate Forum Radio Show, Around Atlanta Edition, showcasing the best of Metro Atlanta, our communities, the attractions, and the special events that make Atlanta great. Welcome to our virtual town square. And now, here are today's hosts.
Good morning and welcome back to the Around Atlanta Edition. I am your host, Todd Schnick, joined for going on 8 years now, my friend and colleague, Carol Morgan. Good morning, Carol. You know, over the years, we have showcased several of the great communities around town. I do not believe we have had the pleasure of having representatives from the city of Dunwoody on the show today. So looking forward to that. Truly one of the great little communities in Metro Atlanta.
And it's one of those that's grown so fast, too. This is going to be a fun discussion.
Well, the population is probably over a couple million now based on the traffic that I'm seeing when I'm in that general area called Atlanta, honestly. Uh-huh. So let's get to it. Fun conversation ahead. We're joined this morning by Katie Williams. She is the executive director of Discover Dunwoody. Katie, welcome to the show.
Thank you. Thank you for having us.
The pleasure is ours. We're also joined by Michael Starling. He's the director of economic development with the city of Dunwoody. Michael, welcome.
Thank you. Good to be here.
So do us a favor, Michael, lead us off. For those listening who have probably heard of Dunwoody, but might not be as familiar with it, give us that that brochure language for us.
Sure, yeah. Dunwoody has been a place for a long time, but it's only been a city for about 10 years. Hmm. It's a city of 49,000, almost 50,000 people. If you think of Atlanta and DeKalb County, everything outside of 285 around Perimeter Mall is the city of Dunwoody.
Got it. All right. Katie, inform us about Discover Dunwoody. How do you guys serve?
Yes, our organization is the Convention and Visitors Bureau for the city of Dunwoody, and our job is to market and promote Dunwoody as a destination for tourism. A lot of people say, we actually have visitors who want to come to Dunwoody, and we do. We have quite a thriving tourism economy with, of course, Perimeter Mall, the hotels, the restaurants and retail, but also because of all the corporate businesses in the area, we have a lot of business travelers in Dunwoody. But of course, destination and marketing and what Michael does with economic development go hand in hand. So we work closely together to talk about Dunwoody.
That's super exciting. So in Dunwoody, obviously, it's grown tremendously and continues to. And, the traffic here is crazy, but I think it's gotten a little bit better in some ways. What are some of the exciting projects and developments that you have coming up?
Sure, I'll take that. Probably the biggest project is State Farm. They're building a regional hub. You've probably seen the cranes if you've driven along 285. They're going to They've added about 8,000 people.
Wow.
In Dunwoody. They're underway with three office buildings, which will total about 2 million square feet when complete. The first building is done. It was done about a year ago. And building two just had their topping off ceremony a couple months ago. And building three will be done in probably about 2 years. So that is really changed not only the skyline, but really the look and feel of the area around the Dunwoody MARTA station.
Right.
Another big project that's coming down that's been talked about for years is High Street.
Mm.
It's a 46-acre, 3,000 residential units, 500,000 square feet of office, a lot of retail. If you think of Avalon, it's I call it Avalon on steroids.
Right.
The company is moving forward. They actually brought on North American Properties, who has done Avalon, as a partner. And we believe that later this year, they'll get kicked off of that project.
That's exciting. Now, where is that located?
So if you think of the Dunwoody MARTA station and Perimeter Mall, it is west of the mall, just across the street. There's a big green field on Hammond Drive, which has been there for years.
Mm-hmm.
And everybody wonders what that is. Well, that will eventually be this massive project.
Oh, that's so interesting. Well, and it's so great that MARTA's right there.
Yes.
So it
really
helps to attract the employers and keep traffic from getting worse and all of those things as you add, more jobs to the area.
Yeah, everything that's happening in Dunwoody as far as office development is happening around the MARTA station, which is needed. And we're so lucky to have that MARTA station there.
Well, and that in part answers my follow-up question, which was, as an urban enthusiast, I love cranes. That's such a symbol of growth and opportunity. Why did the likes of State Farm choose to plant their flag there?
Yeah, it's interesting. State Farm, they opened three of these regional hubs, and all of them were in suburbs of a major sort of southern city. There's one in Dallas and one in Phoenix, and they were all on rail. Transit of some kind. So when we talked to them, they were looking for transit. They were looking for an area just outside of a city, but they also wanted a real place. They wanted not a, a corporate campus where it was just them. They wanted to be part of a real place. And that's one of the things that's really happened in Dunwoody is it's sort of transitioned from a suburban, mall-oriented, car-oriented place
right.
to much more of a walkable place. And Katie and I, one of the things we're doing together, not just marketing, but also planning and promoting, is that walkability becoming a true destination, if you will, not just for corporate users, but also for visitors and residents.
Yeah. So what else, you know, are you doing as far as your focus on economic development in the area?
Well, Michael mentioned creating a sense of place, and that's mm-hmm. certainly our vision, is that Dunwoody and really Central Perimeter can the way we grow it and expand it will allow for walkability. So trails and parks are a key component of that, as they are in any community. And so we're working hard to make Perimeter walkable with trails that are going to kind of wind around the market. Parks are an important part of that. And then retail and restaurant options are so key as well. And our residents and visitors alike, everybody wants good places to eat and dine.
Right.
And so places like High Street will help to attract new mm-hmm. offerings. But right. of course, we already have a great selection as well.
I was going to say, it's one of my favorite places to meet clients just because it's centrally located and yep. there are fabulous restaurants.
Yes.
So.
Well, and the general walkability of locations all around town is actually been thriving the last several years. That's been a lot of fun to watch. I mean, we've been sort of focused on the economic and the jobs coming, but this is still a great place for families, yeah?
Absolutely. Yeah. I mean, when you look at Dunwoody is largely a residential community right. with the traditional swim tennis neighborhoods. And the housing market is very popular right now because, mm-hmm. of course, it's got great schools, the proximity to jobs and Atlanta. Whether you work in Perimeter or Buckhead Midtown, you can easily get to work. And then the way that you spend your free time on the weekends, you don't have to leave Dunwoody, whether you want parks and farmers markets and more of the hometown feel that a community like Dunwoody can offer, or Perimeter Mall, second largest mall in the Southeast.
Right.
We have the best of both worlds.
Well, so what makes the Perimeter Dunwoody market different from other parts of Atlanta, you know, for like, say, Midtown or Buckhead or Alpharetta?
I would say that we're sort of a hybrid. Mm-hmm. Again, we're not urban like Midtown or Buckhead has become. Buckhead itself has gone through a massive transition, but we're not suburban either. We're not that old mall, sort of the late 20th century version of the suburbs. And I think we offer sort of the best of both worlds. And that's what we've been working on is from the city and the CVB, is to make sure we leverage the best of what's happening from the urban standpoint, the new offices, the new hotels, but also to maintain those single family residential neighborhoods, to maintain that sort of ease of lifestyle that the suburbs offer. So to me, it's the difference is we sort of offer the best of both worlds. I like to say, 2 miles from the Dunwoody MARTA station, you can be in your backyard on a half acre lot and have the swim tennis, down the street. You can't do that in a lot of places.
Right.
Yeah, Carol, we've been doing this show long enough now that we've seen different trends come and go from the big move out to the burbs mm-hmm. To now the sudden desire to be more in town. You're yep. right, Michael. You do have the best of both worlds. I hadn't really thought of it that way. It's quite fascinating. So we mentioned State Farm at the top of the show. I imagine you are continuing to work to recruit other reputable organizations such as that into the area. Talk more about the process there of recruiting.
Sure. It's pretty easy to recruit in Dunwoody. It's not the hardest job in the world because we have so many assets. We find companies that locate in and around Dunwoody really are looking for workforce both in the suburbs. So they have workforce maybe in the North Fulton submarket or Gwinnett and Cobb, but also are looking for that more millennial in-town mm-hmm. workforce as well. And in Dunwoody, you can get to both, or both can get to you, mm-hmm. more importantly. And we are focusing a little bit more on technology companies mm-hmm. because we think we have a good story to tell. Obviously, Midtown has boomed, which is a great thing for all of us, the in-town market. But we think as the millennials age a little bit and they start having families, they're doing what most of us did, and that they're moving to areas outside the urban core.
Right.
So we got a real focus on that. We're also spending a lot of time working with Katie to see if we can get those amenities, new hotels, new restaurants, because all of it sort of creates this positive cycle that more of office gets more of the amenities, which gets more of the office and keeps going around.
Right. But I'm hearing, Carol, and tell me if you disagree with my read on this, but in doing some of the research on these on this millennials, we all thought that they would suddenly get in the home buying mode and move way out into the burbs. And while they're doing that, there still is some desire for quote urban type life. And you offer that. You give them a chance to escape the deep urban core, but still have a sense of city.
Absolutely.
Absolutely. And I think that's why it is so desirable for young families today. Mm-hmm. Even if they are looking, millennials are looking for that single family home in a Swinton's neighborhood, being in Dunwoody allows them very quick and easy access to experience the urban amenities as well. And even our neighborhoods offer walkability to some of our neighborhood more commercial nodes like the Dunwoody Village, Georgetown. So it really is the best of both worlds. We like to say we're not ITP, we're not OTP, we're on the perimeter.
On the perimeter,
that's a good one. Yep. It's true. Yeah, absolutely.
Hi there, I'm Ty Pennington. I've been in construction for a long time, and I can promise you this. You can trust a Jackson EMC Right Choice home to be designed and built to the highest standards. The thorough inspection process has quality control built right in, which means savings and comfort for you. It's all part of Jackson EMC's promise. Energy efficient homes guaranteed. Ask your Jackson EMC representative for complete warranty terms and conditions.
So what do you want people to know both in Atlanta and outside of Atlanta about the perimeter Dunwoody market?
I would think we go back to that sort of best of both worlds, that a lot of people have worked in the perimeter Dunwoody market before. Maybe it was 10 years ago. They don't realize what's happened. So it's like, you know, take a new look. But I think it is that sort of being able to have both the suburban and urban. And also, you know, being here, if you decide to live here, you have access to all the markets. So because all of us, you know, you can't necessarily work where you live. You can get to Cumberland easy. You can get to the in-town markets because we have MARTA.
Right.
Again, you can be in Buckhead in Midtown in 10, 15 minutes. So I think that's the most important thing. And we're changing rapidly.
I would agree with Michael. The message that Atlanta and Dunwoody are meant to be experienced together is something that we say a lot for visitors who are coming to Atlanta. In Dunwoody, we recognize they're not going to spend all of their time or dollars in Dunwoody, that they want to go to a Braves game. They want to go to the World of Coke. They may want to even go to restaurants or the Beltline downtown. So we think that we have this great opportunity to sell and market and promote ourselves as experiencing Atlanta and Dunwoody together. But it's also not the Dunwoody that you may recall from the 80s or 90s or even the early 2000s. It's rapidly changing. There are new restaurants. And of course, we have some of our longtime favorites as well. But just the way the market is evolving, it allows for so many unique experiences.
Well, I wasn't even thinking, but you're much closer to the ballpark now.
Oh, yeah.
And if you want to catch a Falcons or a Hawks game, you just hop on the MARTA and get right in front of the door. So that's pretty cool.
And if you're staying in town, you don't necessarily have to stay out by the stadium. You could stay in Dunwoody. And again, you're 15 minutes away. Depending on traffic.
depending on 285. But on the weekends and at night, traffic is totally different. So for the visitor who's not, you know, 9 to 5, it's really easy to get around.
Yeah. It is. Yeah. And for a lot of our visitors who are coming from other markets, they may not feel totally comfortable just staying in the dead center of Atlanta where they don't know the roads, they don't know the traffic patterns or just how to get around. And so Dunwoody is a great option for those families.
Right. Well, you know, if you're from a smaller market where the widest the interstate gets is 3 lanes, when you drive into Atlanta, you are completely overwhelmed. Mm-hmm. Yeah. I mean, I know people who live in Atlanta who won't drive on the interstates in Atlanta. Yeah. And, you know, of course, I've been driving on them for decades. So I'm like, I just kind of grew up with them. But it's overwhelming. So I get that, you know. Mm.
Michael, so if I'm represent some sort of an organization, whether I'm a large organization like State Farm or a smaller mom and pop type shop, and I'm interested in moving my business to the area, what's the process for they can begin that doing their due diligence?
Oh, well, they could certainly call me directly. They can reach out to dunwoodyga.gov. Got a website there and got all my information. Talk to people all the time who are just sort of kicking the tires and looking to move. Because of State Farm and the impact they've had on the market, right now we have quite a bit of vacancies, higher vacancies than most markets. We see that as a good thing because it's offering us, you know, we've got big blocks of space, 100,000, 50,000 square feet in some of our better buildings like Ravinia and the terraces. So we have I think some markets have sort of slowed down now. We're sort of the, we think, closer to the end of the growth, but we're seeing an uptick because we've got these big blocks and people are looking around to move.
Right. That's exciting. And Ravinia is such a great location. Oh, yeah, it really is. You can walk to so many restaurants and walk across the street to Perimeter Mall. Yeah. It's fantastic.
That's a great spot. And Katie, should anyone need to connect with you about doing anything in the Dunwoody area, how do they get in touch with you?
Yes, our website is discoverdunwoody.com, where we do maintain a comprehensive list of things to do, restaurants, the full events calendar, and they can contact us as well. They're looking to have meetings, groups, events, come to the area.
You do have some great hotels in there.
Oh, yeah. We do have great hotels. Speaking of Ravinia, the Crown Plaza Ravinia, which IHG bought about a year ago, just completed their total transformation, and Parkwoods is the new restaurant inside the Ravinia, and it's the hotel. If you have not been inside that property since the renovation.
I have not. I have
to think. I was there for an awards ceremony, and I don't think it was renovated yet. Yeah. So
you
I'll have to go back and visit.
I mean, it is. It's a new hotel, and it's beautiful.
Okay. It was always nice, but I'm excited to see. Mm-hmm. All right. Katie Williams, the Executive Director of Discover Dunwoody, and Michael Starling, the Director of Economic Development with the City of Dunwoody. Katie, Michael, it's great to have you. Thanks for stopping by.
Appreciate it.
Thank you.
Our pleasure. All right, well, that wraps this week's Around Atlanta edition. On behalf of my co-host, Carol Morgan, I am Todd Schnick. That's all the time we have for now. Thank you for tuning in and listening, and we look forward to seeing you again right here next week. We'll see you then.
Today's episode was made possible by Denham Marketing, the publisher of Atlanta Real Estate Forum, Atlanta's favorite real estate blog and source for real estate news, trends, new home communities, model homes, builders, and more. Denim Marketing is a comfortable fit, like your favorite pair of jeans. Denim Marketing tailors marketing strategies to meet your specific needs and niche. Try them on for size. They will work to create a perfect fit for your company's marketing program. Call them at 770-383-3360 or send an email to info@denimmarketing.com. For more information on Atlanta Real Estate Forum Radio, or to inquire about being a guest, contact info@atlantarealestateforum.com. Check out the radio show by visiting atlantarealestateforum.com or by listening to the show on your podcast or iTunes app. And if you enjoyed today's broadcast, we'd sure appreciate a rating and review on iTunes. Thank you again for listening. And we'll see you next time on the Atlanta Real Estate Forum Radio Show.